Well, here we are in the studio with Aaron Sauer, who is the chairman of the International Federal Pavilion. One of our favorite places. We love the displays, and we're going to be over there, Wednesday afternoon, 11 to 2.
Yeah, we're going to take a shower in the hurricane simulator.
Oh, we're
going
to do more than that.
We've added a little oil to it this year.
Oh, great.
Oh, it's the Gulf simulator.
The Gulf simulator. The Louisiana version.
Wow. Fill it full of crawfish, we'll really be doing good.
That's
okay,
right.
So I gather from years of experience and my fantastically keen observational skills that the Federal Pavilion is full of federal people.
It is. We got another handful of federal agencies that range from everybody that represents the federal government besides the FAA. Obviously, they have their own contingent and building. But we have folks from, myself, the NTSB, Customs and Border Protection has a handful of folks. And then we also bring in a lot of folks from the Canadian government.
Right, Transport Canada's here.
Transport Canada's here. The National Research Council from Canada is here, as well as then the Bahamas. The Bahamas
nice.
Has a very good representation. There's a lot of interest in how do I get in and out of the Bahamas. And all these folks are looking forward to another great week. And we have a number of forum presentations that are being held in our stage, in our building, all day, every day. We have a display of aircraft, not as extensive as it has been in years past, but due to the Gulf spill, a lot of the aircraft we had planned on being here have been assigned down. They're a little busy, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But we're looking forward to another great week.
Yeah, it sounds like fun. We were over there taking a look around yesterday, and people were busy as bees setting stuff up. There was the there was a Huey sitting there from Border and Customs. Mm-hmm. There was a UAV.
Kodiak out front.
Right. The Wright
Fish
Brothers,
and Wildlife, I believe.
The Wright
yes,
Brothers
sir.
Simulator is there. They're going to have the drug
dogs. Wait. Now, that we know that group obviously has a very low budget if they're flying Wright Flyers.
Well, yeah.
We got to fix that.
It's a simulator, though, so it's a high-tech.
Oh, so they can't even afford the real airplane. All they got was the simulator.
That's right. Well, sometimes those simulators cost more per hour than the actual aircraft.
Really?
But the Wright Flyer simulator is something the visitors can jump on and try their hands at
somehow I think
we got talked into some sort
of a competition.
There is a competition. It's amongst the federal folks, and we do a dollar donation and have a little winner-loser by the end of the week. And we donate all of those proceeds to the local Make-A-Wish chapter.
It's
a good cause. The last couple of years, we've been well over the $300-$400 range.
Good.
So we get a lot of stick time.
There you go. You get a T-shirt that says, I can fly better than Orville.
That's right. Some people can't, though.
There's too many trees in the simulator, as I remember.
And then somebody's there looking at it saying, where'd the popcorn come from?
Yeah. There's no bathroom on this airplane.
Yeah.
What's going on?
What's the in-flight movie?
So we can go over there and get all our questions asked about the different agencies, their roles, what they do.
Absolutely. And one of the agencies that is there is TSA.
Oh, do you put them in the back corner?
Our friends at the
TSA.
Right?
That's correct. And in years past, they focused more on the what am I going to experience at a large airport. Well, this year, they've shifted their initiative and their mission and what they're trying to promote here at AirVenture, and that is how is it affecting the general aviation community? That's who's here at AirVenture. When with all these new initiatives, how is this going to affect Joe flying at his local airport in the middle of northern Wisconsin?
And what
is TSA? How are they going to be involved with what his operations are going
to
be?
Well, I would like to say that they won't be involved with the general aviation, but obviously we know better.
Yeah, and especially seeing as how the Barefoot Bandit has been wreaking havoc lately.
Yes.
They finally nailed him.
Yes, they did.
They put shoes on him, stopped him cold.
But, again, it's just one of many agencies that are there for some of the questions that the GA community has pertaining to the feds and
how they're
involved.
Well, if anything, the good part is that they'll remove doubt. There's probably rumors, and everybody's like, I don't know. So now we'll get the straight story.
The straight story, hopefully. Right.
Yeah, because with the internet being what it is, rumors.
Oh, it's all true.
Rumors go worldwide in a matter of minutes. And, there's a lot of stuff on the internet that's not exactly the truth.
And we find that in the NTSB a lot, Tom.
If you get to the source and ask them directly, you know, that this is when you find out what the straight skinny is.
Right. Those folks are here from, TSA, from Washington, D.C., the ones that are actually working on these initiatives, where they're headed, how they're going to affect you. And so just some good folks that are there to answer questions and provide information.
Well, one of the other things that they do, too, is they have a display of stuff, of contraband, that they have confiscated
from
people. I
bet one of my pocket knives is in there.
Probably.
One of mine, too.
Yeah.
That's the Customs and Border Protection folks.
Well, there's
field operations.
Well, the TSA people at the airport checkpoints, you'd be surprised what people are still trying to bring on airplanes.
Binfuls of stuff.
My aching eyes. I mean, they ought to start a recycling center.
I agree.
Actually, they ought to fund the federal budget off that.
Yeah, really.
Selling
it. And they probably
could. They've picked my pocket a few times, I can tell you that.
Well, yeah. you got to be thinking.
That is true.
And once again, if you're going to travel on an airliner, the best thing you can do is search out the TSA's website. They tell you exactly what you need to know.
What's approved, what's not.
And they're not messing around.
Right. I have a good friend of mine who hadn't traveled since 2001 on a commercial aircraft. And he called me up the other day. What can I expect? So there are folks that exist out there. But you said it fast, Eddie. Best thing to do is hit the websites of these agencies.
Hit the website. Absolutely. If you're not a frequent air traveler, hit the website, because you don't want to get snagged for something that you didn't know about. I mean,
right.
How many people know that you can't bring your own food into the airport anymore? If you buy food at the airport, you're okay. I think you can bring sandwiches.
You can bring sandwiches. You can't bring sodas.
Right. You can't
liquids.
Bring a soda.
Liquids are the no-no.
Right. Yeah. You got to buy them after you get through security.
And also, you're not allowed any more than a 3-ounce bottle of, say, shampoo.
Anything.
Yeah, but fortunately, you can go to, like, Wally World, and you can find this stuff.
Yeah, the manufacturers are starting to sell travel sizes.
The travel size. That's a big business. I should have got in on that.
Yeah, there you go. Let me ask you a quick question. You've been hanging with these guys from the TSA. Is it really true that they've had their sense of humor surgically removed?
Well, NTSB, I'm on the road a lot myself, so I get my handful of TSA dealings myself.
Uh-huh.
Just like everybody else out there, but I know they're just trying to do their best, keep the public, the flying public safe.
A very nice diplomatic answer.
Yeah. Well, actually, I've
you
had
mean, you, as a federal official, you don't have a get-out-of-jail-free card that lets you go by?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. There may be times with accident situations involved with the response and
right.
things of that nature, but... But they've always been there to work with us, and we appreciate it. But they're also there to work with the public.
Yeah, to keep an eye on things, to make sure that we get there safe.
Absolutely.
And I know as a part-time air show announcer, they stopped me one time because I had an aircraft VHF handheld radio. Well, one battery pack is NICAD. The other battery pack was dry cells. And one of them, the computer barked on it, and they said, well, we got to take a look at this. And I said, okay, fine. I said, I'll tell you right now what this is. And I opened it up, and it's dry cells. And the guy says, yeah, okay, that's cool. And they did the quick swipe and mm-hmm. the little spectrometer analysis, and I was good to go. The delay was no more than about 5 minutes, and they knew they saw something new, so they learned something. I learned something. Everything was good. And I did make it home. So.
There are the good experiences out there.
Yes.
Yeah, there are.
Everybody
there are
seems
good
to focus on the negative things, but
they're very much unappreciated. They're very picked on because first off, air traveling is stressful to begin with. A lot of people don't like to fly, but they have to, and they resent some of the policies and procedures that have to be done. But this is what's keeping the creeps off the airliners. And
what? That explains why I can't fly.
You had to go there.
Yeah, what can I say?
But, yeah, they're very underappreciated, and I know every now and then I'll thank one of them for taking, you know, special care.
Well, we appreciate comments like that, and again, we have a number of different agencies over there at the Federal Pavilion looking forward to talking with the visitors and spending the week here at AirVenture. It's also a nice opportunity for some hard work that a lot of federal folks put in and have an opportunity to enjoy AirVenture. And
it's a working vacation.
It
for
is
you.
A working. It is. I can attest to that. It is a working vacation.
Yeah. I know when I'm here on my vacation, I'm working harder here than I do at my regular job. But this is done with love.
So. That's right. That's right, difference.
Well, thank you for joining us.
Thank you, gentlemen.
And the Federal Pavilion, real quick, is located?
The Federal Pavilion is located just north of the old control tower. It is just east of the Honda Forums Pavilion area.
Okay. Just look for the Huey helicopter and the Kodiak float plane.
That's right.
Those are pretty easy to spot.
The Kodiak, he's on floats. He sits up pretty high. A beautiful new aircraft that the Fish and Wildlife Service is operating.
Nice.
Pretty proud to have it in front of our building.
So. I want that job. Too.
All right. This is Digital Dave.
And I'm Fast Eddie.
And you are listening to EAA Radio.